Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
A special invite event was held at the Regal Takotnu Cinemas in Anchorage Wednesday night for the showing of a new movie experience that's set to change the way Alaskans go see movies. Regal Cinemas unveiled 4DX along with a special screening of Bullet Train, which is set to hit theaters this weekend. And KSRM was given an opportunity to experience 4DX at this event, and Kathy Van Riper, Marketing Project Coordinator for Regal Cinemas, explained what 4DX is.
It's so many things. It captivates all your senses. So you've got scents coming at you. You've got wind. If there's wind in the movie, you're going to feel it. If there's snow in the movie, you're going to see it. So it captivates everything. It makes you feel like you're in the movie. And I say that with experience because I've seen Top Gun Maverick in there. It was incredible. I felt like the wingman.
This new theater technology enhances the on-screen visuals of action-packed blockbusters through special effects, including motion-synchronized seats, wind, fog, rain, lightning, snow, bubbles, vibration, and scents. From first-hand experience, it felt like you were actually in the movie. Van Riper said the 4DX experience compares to exhibits seen at Universal Studios or Disney World.
It's definitely a thrill ride, if that's what you're seeking. It's absolutely that. You will get that. You will leave. I leave the auditorium pumped.
The other amenity being highlighted at the Takotnu Regal Cinema in Anchorage was ScreenX, an auditorium featuring a 270-degree movie-going experience. As for the movie itself, Bullet Train was being shown at the Wednesday night special showing. It stars Brad Pitt and a whole cast of known actors and actresses. It's about five assassins aboard a fast-moving bullet train where they find out that their missions all have something in common. The Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Center played host to U.S. congressional candidates Republican Nick Begich III and Democrat Mary Peltola. It was a candidate forum where they contested to get support and votes through discussing issues Alaskans face in hopes of being elected representative to fill out the remainder of the late U.S. Representative Don Young's seat after his passing in March. The candidates discussed a wide range of issues from inflation, housing shortages, the Second Amendment, illegal immigration, oil and gas leasing, and the AKLNG project. They also discussed their priorities for Alaska and the United States if elected. Peltola said she wants to see the Port of Alaska funded.
I really think that that's a big part of our inflation issue, but as Alaskans, we are very, very much at the mercy of ports. I think that we've got to develop the Port of Nome and work on Arctic expansion and military security. We've got very formidable enemies with Russia and Iran talking with each other. China's a formidable enemy. So I'd like to look at military spending in Alaska and Arctic expansion. I'm also very pro-choice, and I would like to see that we codify safe and legal abortions.
Begich said he wants to open up the state of Alaska.
Very much pro-resource development, whether that be traditional sources of energy or the minerals necessary for this so-called new green economy, whether that be sustainable fisheries, whether that be timber or tourism. Secondly, I think that we've addressed already, inflation is a huge issue, and it really, in this particular case, has been driven by profligate spending and a very loose monetary and fiscal policy. And I think lastly, making sure that we have the ability to speak with one another. I think that our framers knew the importance of the First Amendment, and making sure that big tech isn't putting their foot on the scale for one side of the aisle or another is really important.
Peltola, Begich, and Palin, who didn't show to the event, all will be on the ballot for the special general election, which is on August the 16th, same day as the primary. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.